For the last 5 years, the Aboriginal Head Start program has collected donations of toiletries or any useful items laying around the house that can be given as a Christmas gift to those who can't afford the holiday season. Melissa Nolsky is the executive director of the Aboriginal Head Start program. She tells us what their Santa's Helper donations drive is all about.
What we do or try to do on an annual basis is collect toiletries for both moms, dads, teenagers, that our preschool kiddos will be able to go and have like a Santa's workshop where they could walk through and choose a gift for their loved ones, wrap it, make a card, and gift it to them at Christmas time. We're all about teaching our children in the program about the gift of giving. And so when we have this opportunity, we collect as much as we can of new unused products and put them together so that it entices the children to come in to our workshop and, you know, collect ideas, purchase, or we call it purchase, they're grabbing gifts that they think that their family members would like. And so then that way, someone, if not more than one, is opening up a present under the tree for sure at Christmas time.
Nolsky tells us what they are looking for.
Makeup, perfume, hand creams, candles, body wash, toothpaste, toothbrushes, you name it, really. There's not much we turn away, let's put it that way, because again, any gift is a great gift. And so we just want to make sure that we can put things together that are like-minded. So such things as, you know, if we're putting together a nail polish kit, we'll make sure we have nail polish and a buffer and maybe some clippers and things like that, that all appeal to the children in the fact that they pick by colors and shapes and things like that. But that also then ties together for some uniformity. Sometimes we'll take items like costume jewelry because the kiddos like the bling and they want to get a necklace for their mom or their sister or their caregiver. But whatever it is, that kind of catches their eye and that the kiddos really, it's all driven by them. We just put it together. The kids pick the items and choose who it is that they want to give it to.
Aboriginal Head Start programs are teaching kids about giving and the right way to receive gifts.
It's our goal to always make it memorable for the children and the families that are in our program, and we try really hard to just make a difference. And so again, as I go back to our goal in the month of December is to teach our children about giving, teach them about receiving, teach them about what it means to do those things, and really just change someone's day, put a smile on their face.
Donations can be dropped off at their office on the second floor of the CFWE radio building at number 204 13245 146th Street. Donations will be accepted until November 30th. Aboriginal Head Start programs in Edmonton work to strengthen and prepare Aboriginal children ages 3 to 5 years of age with the necessary school readiness skills and cultural foundation to enter mainstream schools on an equal footing with other children. It's a positive, fun, stimulating, and respectful learning environment. The main program philosophy is learning through play. For more information, check out their website or Facebook page. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamakateo.